看过《哈利波特》的人都知道，霍格沃茨有一顶神奇的分院帽，它能洞悉每一个人的禀赋和特质，从而将学生分到最适合他们的学院。当然啦，分院帽也会最大程度地尊重每个人的意愿。比如，虽然哈利更适合斯莱特林，但斯莱特林并非哈利的心之所向，于是分院帽还是把他分到了格兰芬多，这才有了接下来的故事。如果我们在为选专业、选行业、选公司感到迷茫无助时，也有这样一顶魔法帽，或者像魔法帽一样有权威、有经验、有智慧的人为我们指明方向，那该多好呀！其实，职业咨询师就可以扮演这样一个角色。今天的嘉宾 Jason 是一位有着10年经验的高校职业咨询师。他分别在美国加州大学洛杉矶分校、洛耶拉玛丽蒙特大学，还有南加州大学任职，而他自己的咨询生涯也是从他本科的一次职业咨询开始的。
Not Slytherin, eh? Are you sure? You could be great, you know. It's all here in your head. And Slytherin will help you on the way to greatness. There's no doubt about that. No? Well, if you're sure, better be Gryffindor!
Ever since the Hogwarts sorting hat wisely placed Harry Potter into Gryffindor, we all dream of a magic hat that can point us to the right career path. The popular MBTI test sounds like one close thing, but if you like something more interactive, you'd better meet a career counselor. Not only have they seen so many applicants with similar traits and interests, but they also maintain close connections with employers you might be interested in. Whoever you talk to, career exploration is always about reflecting on yourself. It's the power of introspection that drives insights and fuels motivation to make a move. As Dumbledore puts it, it is our choices that show what we truly are, far more than our abilities. In this episode, you will hear from a career counselor with 10-year experience, and he will share how he chose and built his own career. Today, I'm with Jason. We met at the UCLA Career Center, and I was a peer counselor in my sophomore year, and Jason was a real career counselor. Yeah, I will say the Career Center was definitely like a great help for me personally. I think many skills I learned from the job searching process are also applicable to us no matter what stage we are in our career. Like how we present ourselves and how we reach out to more people. And that also helped me a lot when I'm making this podcast because I need to convince people, hey, this is a meaningful project and it could be even more meaningful if you could join me. So I'm pretty grateful to what I got from the Career Center. And I didn't know that the Career Center has such great resources until I worked there. And I feel that's the case for many people because a lot of us only like start using Career Center when we're just about to graduate or when we're desperate for an internship. Yeah, and also I graduated before the pandemic, but I feel the pandemic has pushed us into a very uncertain and kind of like bleak job market. And I also feel that people might have different idea of what a dream job could be after the pandemic. So I think Jason definitely have some great observation on that. And I believe you also, you're helping many students navigate this challenging situation and help them launch their first job. And first, I want to start by asking you, like, how you figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life and what made you a career counselor?
Yeah, well, Keshina, I have to say it is such a pleasure to be sitting in this podcast with you, and it's just really amazing to see how you've grown in your career. So, it's really interesting because as I'm listening to you speak, I'm also reflecting on our Career Center days when, you're out there helping students, and now you're at this place too where you're paying it forward, right? And helping students via your podcast. So I think it's really cool. So yeah, for me, it was definitely a process. Growing up and being first gen, parents, immigrants, I've always had this impression, which was also instilled within me by my parents, that as long as I go to school, I do well in my classes, then I'll go to college, and then I'll apply for a job, and then the job will come easily to me, and I will be super successful, eventually earning money, being able to buy a house, and all of that, right? And so at that time, right, what constitutes as a good job for me was to work in the office. I had no idea, doing what, but that was my impression growing up. And so when I entered college, I quickly realized that there was so much more to this career stuff. It's not just getting good grades. And thankfully, I had a few mentors who were able to guide me. And I just want to take this opportunity to shout out to Arlene Denman, who was instrumental in helping me get my very first internship in human resources. But despite that, right, despite having an internship under my belt, extracurricular activities, I still felt completely lost. And I didn't realize that there was such a thing as a career center until my very last year, or the summer before my last year of college. I remember going to my academic advisor, sociology, and I was pouring my heart out, so worried. I have one more year left. What should I do for my career? And I remember my academic advisor being so patient with me and listening and asking me thoughtful questions. And I think at the end, she was like, Jason, I think you need to go to career center. And I was like, really? There's such a thing? There's a career center? There's career advisors, right? And so, based on that, right, like, so the next year, right, was really spent on extensive career development where I met with my career advisor, on a regular basis. And it left a really strong impression within me. I think, my one year of experience gave me the confidence to tackle all of this adulting stuff. So the first part of my professional life was actually in human resources because I had an internship in HR, right? And so I was exposed to it early, and I thought it was worth exploring even further. Through my informational interviews, I've been luckily told that sometimes a first job is just that, it's your first job. People pivot all the time. So why not take this as an opportunity to learn and grow? So I had two jobs in HR, and I quickly realized that it wasn't a fit for me. So which was tough because I went through college, right, graduate from college, and worked in human resources. But then I quickly realized that wasn't for me. So what should I do, right? So I had to take a couple of steps back, and I had to reflect. I had to ask myself, what were aspects of this particular job, human resources, that I enjoyed, right? I really enjoyed the one-on-one component where I got to meet with employees, right? Advising them, right? I enjoyed speaking in large crowds. I actually enjoyed going to career fairs and meeting prospective employees. And I actually find critiquing the resume to be super cool. And so I think back, hey, there's actually something called a career center, right? When I was at UCLA. And so, had informational interviews, really interested, started looking for jobs, internships, but realized that in order for me to get an internship, a job, I need a master's degree. And at the time, it wasn't something that I was looking for, right? But through introspection, through informational interviews, I realized that working in higher education, counseling, career advising is something that I truly want. And so I bit the bullet and I applied. And I applied to only one program, which was LMU's counseling program, and I got in. And it was great because through my program, I was able to get the theoretical framework. And also, I was able to network. And it was actually through my time at LMU where I was able to intern at the UCLA Career Center, which offered me my very first job, after I graduated from LMU. And so, you know, there's so much that I love about working in career services. First and foremost, it's the students, because I still remember what it's like to be in their positions, right? So I see every day as an opportunity to give back by teaching and mentoring the next generation, so to speak. It's also fun meeting practically new people every single day, right? And to learn about their life stories and their hopes and their aspirations. And for me to be able to play a part in that, I think is a truly tremendous honor and privilege that I don't take lightly. Another component what I like about, you know, career services is, you know, I learn something new every day, whether it's be from my colleagues, employers, or students. Like every day is different and I learn something, right? And that's it's really good because it stimulates, you know, that intellectual curiosity. And for me, and not a lot of people might agree with this, but I personally find it to be super fun, is the opportunity to present to large groups of students, professionals. There is a performative component to it that I find very fulfilling. And it's the best feeling in the world when, you know, your audience is engaged, they ask questions, and they laugh at your jokes, even if they laugh at you. It's just a really cool feeling. So I hope I answer your question, but that's the gist of it.
Yeah, it's so great to hear that you find what you like to do and also what you're good at. You definitely feel like being young when working with young people, 'cause I can see like you're exactly the same as you were like many years ago, but you're like more confident about what you do.
Yeah, and you know, you have an age as well, so it's forever young, forever young.
So yeah, I think when we think of the career services at Career Center, we usually think of those like one-on-one appointment or things like that. But you also mentioned there's like a public speaking part in that job, like holding a large workshop or organizing like a big career fair. So I'm just wondering, besides giving those like resume critiques or like mock interviews, what else does a career counselor usually do to help students?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. So I want to first, you know, talk about the one-on-one component of it, right? So I think that there is a, you know, big misconception about, you know, career advisors, career counselors, whatever you know, call it, depending on the career center, right? You know, that you only see a career counselor for resume, right? But as you mentioned, right, there's also other things too that we can assist our students, and it's not just resume, right? Mock interviews, networking, informational interviews, salary negotiation, job and internship strategies, right? So these are all examples of topics that we can talk about, right? So I would say that, you know, we're not here just to critique resumes. There are also other usage as well. And there's also this misconception that I need to already know what I want to do with my life, right? In order, then I'll be ready to see Jason or any other career advisor, but that's not true, right? I actually encourage students to see their career service professional sooner rather than later, right? Because the sooner you start, right, the sooner you'll be able to come up with a strategy, right? And you can also have all of your questions answered, right? All these misconceptions, right, answered. So I just wanted to take time to address that. So as you mentioned, right, I presented multiple workshops, presentations, which is, as I mentioned, an aspect that I really enjoy, that performative aspect of, you know, how to look for jobs, internship search, how to prepare for interviews. So those are just some of the more common topics, but also working with employers as well. So this really depends on the structure of the career center, because there are certain career centers where career advisors do mostly that, right? It's just career advising, right? And less interface with employers. So I've been really fortunate to have roles where I've had to interface with employers, you know, working with them various in various capacities, right? So whether it's connecting with employers to populate a panel or to attend a career fair, or actually working with them to you know, come up with a recruiting strategy, right? So that they can recruit top talent within my university, right? So it's really interesting, you know, to be able to be an advisor to my students, but then also to be a consultant to employers. And then there's also, you know, opportunities to work with data, right? So it's like tracking student engagement, workshop attendance, advising sessions, survey feedback. So I found this aspect to be very fascinating. I don't consider myself to be a hardcore stats person in any way, shape, or form, but when I get into it, I really get into it because it's really cool, right? To look at the trends and be able to, you know, find, you know, like to find trends and be able to come up with a story, right? Which explains, you know, just engagement levels. So I think that's really, really fascinating. And there's also a component where we develop relationships, right? Not just with employers, but with various academic departments. So there have been numerous opportunities where I actually get to teach classes. You know, working at Marshall USC, I actually taught an internship course, BUAD 495. So it's for students who have secured internships. They earn one unit and there's various modules for them to take throughout the semester. So yeah, it's varied. So that's just, you know, an insight into just some of the things that I've experienced as a career services professional.
Wonderful. Yeah, it seems there's so many aspects about this job. So you're not only like a advisor, but also a public speaker, a data scientist. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know, that's really cool because I never thought of myself as you know, a data scientist, but I guess there are certain components to it. Right? Yeah. Absolutely.
So you first work at UCLA, and I know after that you went to MIU, and I just realized that's where you graduated. So I kind of like see one reason why you go there. And right now you're at USC. So yeah, I'm just wondering what drew you to different schools, and are there like any differences working at these different places?
Yeah. So as I reflect on, you know, the moves that I've made, I think the one commonality was it's a matter of trying something new, right? Trying something different. So when I was transitioning from UCLA, I really wanted to try the academic side of things because that was, you know, an area that I didn't have much exposure to, right? And I felt that if I want to be a more well-rounded, you know, higher education professional, you know, this is the opportunity to try something different, right? And so I'm very thankful for my experience. But then it was also at that time when I was at LMU where I realized that career is, wow, you know, something that I, you know, that really resonates with me, right? That I find a lot of joy and passion because in my discussions with students, my interactions with students, it'll most likely gravitate towards like, hey, so what are you doing, you know, for your career? You know, like how's recruiting going, right? And so when I transitioned from LMU to USC undergraduate career services, you know, I've never worked in a business school, a professional school before, right? So when I worked at UCLA, it was more, you know, a central career center, more general, right? So we meet with students regardless of majors and regardless of levels, right? So the idea of working for a business school, professional school, and working with a very specific population, business students, very, very appealing. And so I saw it as another opportunity, right, to enhance my skills and learn something new. And I'm really glad that I took the leap because I have learned so much from my experiences so far. I'm still here at Marshall. Now I work on the graduate side of things, but I truly appreciate the time that I spent working at the undergrad level for the business school. And, you know, you think, right, like, okay, so we narrow it down to business, right? But within business, there are so many industries and so many different types of professions, you know? I mean, it's not just accounting, banking, right? And consulting, right? There's leadership development programs, right? There are rotational programs. There's also risk management, right? So it's definitely enough, right, to keep me, you know, fascinated and just excited.
Awesome.
Yeah. So now, you know, that I'm working, you know, for the graduate career services, I'm the liaison to our master's in global supply chain students, students who are in the global supply chain program. And so that is another area that I get to learn. Not to say that I meet only with the global supply chain students, but I serve as a liaison. So I, you know, communicate with the students in the office very closely. So it's cool stuff.
Yeah. I feel you were also like building your own specialty in career counseling, like by catering to like specific population. So yeah, and I'm glad that you're enjoying that and discovering more in that domain. And also, I noticed like many people nowadays, they're starting to use personality tests to figure out their type and discover the right career for that type. So it's kind of like a sorting hat at Hogwarts. So I'm wondering whether you're using that in your counseling and do you think they're reliable?
Yeah, I would say that first, I see them as more of assessments. Right, than tests. I know that you know, people like to call, you know, like for example, the MBTI, Myers-Briggs type indicator, as a test. But you know, with tests, right, there's a right or wrong answer, right? And so when it comes to us, right, we're very complex, right? So I would say assessment, in my opinion, is a more appropriate term to you know, to describe it. I'd say that we are way too complex, right, for a test to tell us who we are. Right, and what we should do. But having used instruments like the MBTI, I would say that at the very least, these tools are a great way, right, for us to begin the discussion, okay, or great conversation starters, so to speak, right? So an example, and this happened to me, right, when I was working at the UCLA Career Center. It's like, let's say a student receives the results. They look at their results with the MBTI, and they're like, oh, I scored an E, right? So the value of the assessment is actually the discussion, right, that the student will have with the career advisor on whether you agree or disagree with the results. Because through the discussion that's facilitated by the career advisor, hopefully that will be able to provide the student with some additional insights, right, about himself. You may not realize. Right. And I also think that, you know, it is important to consistently evaluate what your skills, your interests and values are. You know, that may change, right, as you get more experience. But I think it's always a good idea to ask yourself these questions. I also think that it's just as important to identify what you don't like. Because you may not know what you like at this moment, but I think as human beings, right, it's pretty easy for us to identify things that we don't like. So it's also a process of elimination as well. So I would say, you know, it's really a combination of using those assessments, but, you know, taking it with a grain of salt, right? Not saying that it is the end all be all, that it's written in stone, that's fluid, and just seeing it as more of a, you know, discussion starter, right? But I would say it's important to have a discussion with your career services professional, career counselor, career advisor, so that there can be a discussion about it, so that it can be interpreted.
Yeah, because I always have like a few reservations about this test, because I'm wondering if it's possible that the result I receive could act as a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, when I meet with students, right, and you know, we go over it, like, you know, MBTI, I'm using that as an example, right? It's, you know, it's not written in stone. And again, I go through the spiel about, you know, we're very complex, right? And so you may agree or disagree, right? But also with the MBTI as an example, it looks at our preferences, right? So just because you score E, right, doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have your introverted moments, right? It's just kind of like the whole left hand, right hand deal, right? Mm-hmm. So you're more inclined to be more extroverted. You know, you know, it's not written in stone, basically,
mm-hmm.
right? So you have to think about it critically, right? And really just have a discussion with someone about it.
Yeah, I feel it's also important to just try different things when you're still at school. Like just as you try like human resources roles like several times and you didn't really like it. So that's why you went for career counseling. Yeah, I feel it's very important for you to just get multiple data points through different internships and you will find out like what really engages you, what really energizes you.
Exactly. That's also the purpose, right, of internships. It's for you to try things out, right? You may end up loving it and continue to, pursue it even further, or you may end up hating it, right? But I think at the end of the day, right, I feel it's a win-win situation because you have the experience, right? And these experiences can be translated to something else. Yeah, definitely shooting your shot is a code that I live by. Trying things out.
And you also mentioned that you are working with many undergrads right now. So I assume most of them are Gen Z, right? Yeah, I'm just curious, like, what aspects of a job do they value the most?
Yeah, so I would say that in my previous role, right, working for the undergraduate career services, so now I work with the graduate population. But I also think that's a tough question to answer because I don't want to overgeneralize, right? Based on my experience, there are students who want to pursue lucrative careers in consulting and finance. But there are also students who are very much about, wanting to, help out the environment, right? Green tech, sustainability, right? So it's really all over the place. And so it really depends on the student. But a big part of my job is to understand why students are interested in pursuing certain areas. And many times, I do my best to help them gain an understanding of what they are getting themselves into. I think a big part of what I do is, try to ask them questions, right? So if a student comes to me and they're like, hey, Jason, I want to do consulting, for example, I first question is like, why consulting? To dig deeper, right? Because by asking, these types of questions, I'm able to understand how much they know about that particular career path. And if it's superficial, which happens, right, then it's stepping in to educate them, right, and to inform them and provide them with resources where they can learn more.
Yeah, so you mentioned like right now many students will care about like some how to like go green about sustainability. I assume like from your experience, you're definitely noticing some jobs are very like fast growing, but also some jobs they might not be that relevant by the end of 2030. So just with your experience, what do you think are the most in-demand jobs for the next 10 years?
That's a really good question, but I would say it's fascinating because, we are preparing students, right, for jobs that are not even created yet, right? So when I was in college, right, social media was a newer thing, right? And so now, right, there are so many different types of career paths, right, in social media. So I think my advice for students, right, is to, be active, be involved by taking advantage of the alumni network. I think it's so important to put yourself out there and have informational interviews because I think that is the best way for you to stay on top of the trends. And I think if you're coming from a place of just wanting to learn, right, from my experience, alums are more inclined to meet with you and provide you with insight, right? So I think for all of your listeners who want to know about like the next best thing, I think informational interviews are definitely the way to go.
Yeah, and my other question is, how do you think the pandemic is impacting the job prospects and the future plans for students?
Yeah, I would say, just based on my personal experience, right? All the things that are going on right now with COVID, the war, global supply chain issues, I think it really forces, well, from my experience, my students to take their career development seriously for the most part. In what I do, I always encourage students to consistently assess what their interests, values, and skills are, right? So I think that it is very important, right, for students to have this level of honesty with themselves, right? It's like, to have options, right? I think that that's really important, right? And, to really take the opportunity to have conversations with folks, because if you can't just depend on what other people are saying, you actually have to go out there and explore for yourself.
Yeah. Do you think they're moving from like looking for a perfect job to a more stable job in the current situation?
That's a really good question. So I would say that, sometimes the first job is just that, it's your first job, right? But when I coach my students, it's, making sure that they've done their homework. Okay. What I mean by that is ensuring that you have taken advantage of the resources that your career center offers, right? To really learn about the basics of the industry, right? That you've taken the time to have conversations with employers and professionals, right? And so based on that, then you can make an informed decision. And even if it doesn't work out, right, you can always pivot, right? So the most important thing is not necessarily finding that dream job, right? Because I think that is a process, right? That may take longer. It's maybe first identifying what you're interested in and trying it out, right? Because, when people think about, like, oh, I have to find my dream job, I have to find what I'm passionate about, I think there's so much weight attached to it, right? That it's very easy for someone to feel quite overwhelmed. Right. So then it's more about what are you interested in? Right. And then go from there.
Yeah, it's always about better knowing yourself and going from there. Yeah, so I have one last question. So if you were not a career counselor, what kind of career would you pursue and why?
Man, I would say I would probably be like an actor, or work in the entertainment industry. I think, one of my regrets was not joining like the drama club, like when I was in high school. I think that would have been really cool, really awesome, being able to perform in front of folks. So I think maybe something in entertainment.
I
Yeah.
see.
Yeah. Working for the Lakers.
And USC is not that far from Hollywood, right?
Well, I'm still able to get, some of my entertainment, like performing fix through my presentation. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, if not career advising, yeah, maybe something in entertainment. Maybe. Maybe.
Awesome. Hope we can see you one day on screen.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, thank you for listening. If you like our episodes, subscribe to Dedicated on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. If you want to follow us on socials, you can find us at Dedicated FM on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to contact us, our email is dedicatedfm2022@gmail.com. I hope you enjoy.